gone wild. This is your little slut, and I'm here to start and tell you a little story about how I didn't have sex with my first boyfriend, and how that is the only regret I have about my first relationship, and how I imagined and hoped and still fantasize it would have been for us if we would have been each other's first. So I guess I'll start at the beginning. My ex and I, we met in high school. I remember I met him freshman year, actually before freshman year in the summer, both taking summer school, and we met, and I was really, really excited. I was such a little nerd, and I remember he was wearing an AC/DC shirt, and I didn't know him at all. I was brand new, walking around with maybe one or two girls I knew, and I saw his shirt, and I lit up like a light, and I said, "Hey, I love your shirt!" And he yelled back, "Thanks!" And from that moment, I don't know, I fell for him so hard. Of course, he didn't fall for me. I thought he was hot stuff. He was short and skinny, ran track and cross country. He was a total fucking nerd. It was hilarious. I don't know what I saw in him. He was barely taller than I am. And he couldn't grow any facial hair at all. But there was something about him that I adored. So I had a crush on him. And then finally, he asked me out after a year. We were sophomores, actually. Going to be juniors, so I guess it was 2 years after. Freshman, all of freshman year I wanted him, all of sophomore year I wanted him. At the very end, I suppose, he started to notice me. And boy, did he notice me. It was very innocent, very sweet. And I say this with all my heart, that I loved him completely and honestly, and only the way a 15 going on 16 year old can. Completely, without abandon. It was the first love, the quintessential everything. And we stayed together for almost 4 years. And we had our share of ups and downs and fights and family problems. And we went through everything. But the one thing that we didn't do was go all the way. And I don't know if I will ever forgive myself for that, to be honest. I wanted him so bad. I don't know if it was the way his hips had that V going into his jeans, or the way he was uncut, or the way he was the only man I ever let touch me, you know, there. I don't know if it was because the way we learned and explored around each other's bodies, or because of the way he said my name when he would climax, but I wanted him so bad. So, so bad. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm going on, maybe you're thinking he deprived me, or, you know, we never fooled around. I mean, of course, we were teenagers. I remember times we would fuck. Well, our version of fucking, I would suck him off, or he would finger me, you know, like in the bathroom, or in a changing room at the mall, oh God, on a bus to a field trip during high school, in a car ride home when his parents were driving. I bet they knew. That's why they always hated me so fucking much. When we got into college, I would drive to his school. We went to different schools. I commuted. He stayed there, and I would either stay there while his roommate was gone and we would fool around, or he would come to my house and we would fool around, and it was fucking fun. I never got tired of his body or his dick. God, I love that thing. I learned to love it. I loved sucking him off. God, I remember I sucked him off up until a week. I think even like 2 days before he fucking left me. God, I love that cock. And I always will. And this is how I imagined we would have made love, fucked, if we would have done it. I would have picked him up from college. We would only have a couple hours because he would have class, maybe 4 or 5. So I'd pick him up early, maybe around 11. And as he had done before, he would get really excited and would actually pull down his boxers in the car, pull down, his basketball shorts and his boxers, and would jerk off while I'm driving, just staring at me. Just staring at me drive. Do you know how distracting that was? God. It was fucking torture. I hated it so much, but I loved it because I saw him. And he would just fucking stare at me, fucking go at it, his dick glistening with pre-cum. God. For a 19-year-old, he sure had a fucking great dick. We both would have been 19. Young, happy, still in love. And I would have sped home a little bit quicker, because I would have seen him getting a little bit flushed in the face. And I would have told him, hurry, hurry, put that away, put that away. So he could get out of the car and we would sneak because I didn't want any of my neighbors to see us. And I would open the door to my house. He'd be so excited, but my dogs would probably be barking all over him and he would have to tell them, shh, shh, and we would creep upstairs. I would first turn off the alarm. God, that was so annoying. Then we would go upstairs and he would anxiously pat my ass as I go run upstairs ahead of him. And we would both go into my room. It's lavender and I have this bed that is built for a fucking princess. And he would sit down and smile at me and tell me to come here. And I just smile at him, taking off my sweatshirt and then my jeans, just being in my t-shirt and my panties, and I'd straddle him. And I'd be able to feel his hardness underneath me, kissing him with his arms around me and my arms around him, up on his shoulders, and my hair falling down like it was a veil, shielding us from the world. And then he'd flip me over, unzipping his pants, revealing those tiny boxer briefs he'd love to wear. He'd take off his shirt. God, I loved his stomach. It wasn't always abs, mind you. He fluctuated in weight, but he had just something about it, a leanness to him. He was skinny, but had gained muscle and fat, but he was still so lean. There was just something about it, and his skin on his hips were smooth and taut. Sometimes bruised because his bones are poking out and he'd run into like a desk or something, and I would grab him closer and hold him with my big full thighs. God, what was I thinking? I could have broken the boy with just one good squeeze. Lord, that's how I felt. But he loved me all the same. And he'd lay me down, slipping my shirt off, complaining on why I had to wear bras, that they should be illegal, that they all should be burned and thrown away. And he'd stare down at me with his brown eyes and his long eyelashes and those big, baby, full lips of his, and that tiny little scruff that he was finally able to grow. And he'd kiss me on the lips. Hard. Full of lust and love and playfulness and longing and all of the fucking feelings that teenagers have. And he'd slowly start moving against me. It didn't take long for him. He could get hard at the blow of a wind, like the wind would fucking feel sexy to him if he choosed. He was just easy like that. I loved it. I loved it. I could look at him and he just boing. I loved it. But it wouldn't take long. I could just move my hips a tiny bit and he would just be there for me hard and starting to kiss my neck and I'd laugh and tell him, "Stop. Stop, 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 that tickles." But then he'd get a little harder. And he'd start touching my breasts. God, he loved my breasts. Oh, he was a boob man, if there ever was one. And he'd grab them and suck on them. God, he loved them. He worshipped them, and I know he did. Oh, because of the way he would be entranced. That, oh God, I miss that look. That look that a man gets when he is void of all of the blood in his brain, because it has gone straight to his dick, and is not coming back anytime soon. And here is where we would usually just suck each other off. He would keep his pant, his underwears on, and I would take off my panties, and he'd finger me or eat me out. And then I'd come, and then I would put my panties back on like a good girl. And we'd take his off, and I'd suck him off. And we'd be done. Or, we'd dry hump a lot and then do all of that, but never, never penetrating. We were always too afraid. We had so much going for us, him wanting to be a cop, me wanting to do medical. I mean, we couldn't risk that, could we? Or maybe we were just scared. I mean, how do you make that decision after 4 years that today is the day now when every other day before that wasn't the day? Whatever the case, today would be different. And today, you would slide down my panties. And start, touching my clit. And sticking my finger in. And I would rub my chest, my nipples. Oh. And he would groan into me like he used to. And tell me, "God, you taste so sweet." Oh, he was so sweet to me. Oh, he ate pussy like it was a fucking delicacy. Oh, and this time he would slide down his boxer shorts and I would barely notice until I'd hear them hit the floor. I'd say, "What the fuck are you doing?" "No, no, no, put those back on, put those back on. You know we're not supposed to do this. Not yet. You know that we are, that we're waiting, babe." I don't know, but he'd look at me with those eyes and bite that lip and tell me, "Babe, please, I love you, I want you, make love to me, please, please, baby, please." How could I ever say no to that? I couldn't. I wouldn't. I'd never say no. Not to him. For him, I would have done anything and everything. So what if I would have laid there on my back, breathing heavy, shaking, with anticipation, dripping with fucking excitement. And we'd hump a little. I'd feel his cock right against my pussy. God, it wasn't big, I can tell you that, but it was nice and thick and uncut and mine. It was mine, and my body was his. No one had ever explored us besides each other, and we were it. We were each other's everything. And today, we would be each other's first. And he would climb on top. His hands, one on my cheek, one right beside my head, and he'd get on his knees, laying down, pressing his hips into me, and I'd feel his throbbing hard cock right there, and I'd reach down and I'd spread myself. "Please be careful. Please. I know it's gonna hurt. I know it's gonna hurt me. Just be gentle, baby. Please. Please, babe. Yes, yes, I want this. I want this, okay. Okay, okay, ease in. Ease in. Yes, I want you to pop my cherry. I want you to be my first. Yes, okay. Okay, okay, on the count of three, one, okay, two." Ow, ah, God, ow, ow, don't, no, ow, 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 oh God, okay, yeah, don't stop, no, I don't care if I'm bleeding, I'm supposed to bleed, oh God. Oh. 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 God. Yes. Oh God. God. Baby. Fuck. Oh my God. Ow. Go slow, go slow. Control yourself, please. Control yourself, control yourself. Oh. Oh, oh, okay, okay, yes, that feels good, keep doing that, yes, like that, yes, yes, just like that, just like that, Are you gonna come?
Okay. Are you gonna pull out? No? No? Okay. I know you don't wanna pull out, okay? Okay, that's fine. Okay. I know we're taking a risk, okay. Okay, but I want this our first time to be like this. Okay. All right, come inside me. I'll come with you. Oh God, don't just keep doing that. Okay, you can go faster. Oh, I'm revving. And that is how I wish my first time was. I don't know why we didn't. I think we both knew if we were each other's everything, there would be no going back. There would be no breaking up. And I knew deep down, I think I knew that that's not what he was. He was my first love, my first boyfriend. He couldn't and would never be my first.